Good morning and welcome to Citizens' June 25th, 2025 Actuarial and Underwriting Committee meeting that is publicly noticed in the Florida Administrative Register to convene immediately following the Finance and Investment Committee meeting. This meeting is recorded with transcribed minutes available on our website. For those attending today's session through the public link, you are automatically in listen-only mode. Chair Baruff, we have no speaker requests for today. May I proceed with the official roll call?
Please.
Chair Baruff?
Here.
Governor Becksmith?
Here.
Governor Spotswood?
Here.
Fred Strauss?
Present.
Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you. The chair will entertain a motion to approve minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Minutes are approved. Thank you. And it is Ms. Montero again.
Good morning again. I'm going to turn it over to Brian Donovan.
Okay. Good morning, Chairman, committee members. I'm Brian Donovan, Chief Actuary for Citizens, and I will discuss the proposal to increase the glide path rate cap to 15% for 2026. For background, from 2010 through 2021, as we know, Citizens' rates were under a cap, 10% cap. No individual policyholder could receive more than a 10% rate increase in a given year. In 2021, Senate Bill 76 directed Citizens to increase that cap 1 percentage point a year. So in 2022, it was 11%, 2023, 12%, all the way up to 2026, where it's to be 15%. So with this action, we are recommending changing the cap to 15% effective 1/1/26. Just some background.
I'm sorry. We're recommending changing the cap to 15%. I'm sorry, I missed this. We're going to recommend it to the legislature?
No, I'm sorry. This is Senate Bill 76 is a statute.
The legislature already passed the cap. The final increase of the cap is this year to take it to 15%.
Correct.
So what else is there to be said about this issue?
Yeah, like what are we recommending? That's
later.
Okay.
He won't have that for later in the year when we go forward for a rate increase in 26.
That's correct. Yeah, this is simply taking the rates that went into effect 6/1/2024 that were under caps from -10 to 14%. And those rates will be in effect till 5/31/2025. We're just saying beginning 1/1/2025 through 5/31/2025, instead of a 14% cap, it'll be a 15% cap. And then as Chairman Baruff mentioned, later in the year, we'll be coming back with the full annual.
What our ask is to OIR.
Right, exactly.
So we don't have that now. Anything else? The report?
Okay, let me make sure I understand though. So so we're going to take advantage of the legislation that just has been passed, and which now permits us to raise rates
up to
15% consistent with the glide path rules. And it is our objective to get the full 15%.
It's always our objective, if I speak, Mr. Governor. Unfortunately, when we get to OIR, they decide for us what they think is prudent. And this year they gave us
8.5.
So even though the glide path and legislation is there to get us on par with the rest of the insurance industry, in reality, we can't get there.
Yeah, no.
We haven't been able to get there.
And this goes to the earlier discussion a little bit, but I don't think there's a correlation though between what we ask and what OIR approves. In other words, if we asked for plus 8%, and that was consistent with how they were doing, they might say 8%. I don't think by virtue of asking for the full 15% amount, we lifted them from 4% to 8% or something. So, but I understand the chair's point. And again, just to make the point that, we have been in a unstable marketplace up until the last 2 years, and stability is coming in. I'm interested in just not mindlessly reacting to plus 15%, because if we are mindlessly throwing plus 15% on the theories that we used prior to the last 2 years, I think, I would imagine, and I don't know this, I would imagine that it doesn't carry much weight. And so I would just like to see when we do, when it is recommended, and when we do have it, that there ought to be a broader conversation about it. Like, you know, what's our thought process?
Well, I would venture to make a statement that Mr. Donovan goes in with actuarially sound requests that are backed up by significant data. And that is accurate. And we have not been able to push that envelope for correct reasons, which is we did not want to raise the rates to the citizens of Florida and the citizens policyholders if we could avoid it in an unstable insurance market. As you have mentioned a few times today, the market has started to stabilize and we have been reducing our policy count significantly. So you might find that Mr. Donovan's next request may be less than 15% because he can't support it with the data. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I would just point out, like, the last time our indications were 24%. And then that's why we asked for 14, considering the competitive analysis.
Right.
We will redo all those numbers, come back in November, December. And at that point, based on what we find, I mean, there's good reason to expect that indication to have come down because of everything you mentioned.
And that's my mistake then, because I thought I heard you start off by saying we're preparing for the full 15%, yeah. And you didn't have the data to support that. So I was like, well, what are we doing?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I wasn't clear. So just to be clear, all we're doing is changing the cap from minus 10 to 14 to minus 10 to 15, right, which has the impact of changing the rate and overall statewide impact from 8.5 to 8.7. So it's just just keeping up with the legislation to keep our cap where it needs to be, upper bound of the cap.
It's just the glide path that's being increased.
You know, Mr. Donovan, when you start coming back with rate projections for OIR this next year, it would be good to have a history of what we've requested for the last 4 years, and then right below it, what we got. So then when you go in for 26, it'll show what we're asking for and give us some idea how much better things have gotten for us, right, over the last 3 years.
Yep, no, that makes sense.
Chairman, can I ask a question, please?
Go ahead, Governor Spotswood.
Brian, did I hear you say just now that we're changing the possible reduction as well from negative 10 to negative 4?
No, I'm sorry. I'm not sure I fully got the question, but what I was saying is currently the rate cap is such, you know, minus 10 to 14%. That's right. And now with this filing, we're just changing it from minus 10 to 15% to keep up with Senate Bill 76.
But the minus 10 would stay in place.
Correct.
Okay. And this 15% cap, I mean, that varies from submarket to submarket, correct?
Well, I mean, the cap doesn't.
The actual increase that's approved can be up to 15, but it might be plus 5 in some markets and plus 14 in some markets.
Right. And it can be as low as minus 10 for some segments as well.
Correct. And so, you know, just I guess some markets are getting crushed, if not across the state, at least certainly in some markets. So I certainly understand the concept and I understand the glide path, but I'm going to vote against the increase, Mr. Chairman, just because I'd like to have a voice that we can no longer afford to increase insurance rates. There are property owners that are passing on insurance because it's too expensive. There's commercial properties that just can't afford it. There's affordable housing communities that are, you know, just not sustainable because of insurance costs. And so somehow we've got to start to move insurance rates in the other direction. So I just wanted to explain my lack of support for continuing to increase the cap.
Okay. Comments are digested.
No, I have no comments.
Is there a Governor Spotswood, would you like to make a motion for that on to the committee?
To not approve or recommend the increase in the cap? Yeah, I'd make that motion.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those against, signify by saying nay. Nay.
Nay.
Motion fails. Thank you.
Do we need to make a motion in the other direction?
Oh, I think if there, you can make a motion to approve staff's recommendation to move to the glide path maximum of 15%. But somebody has to make that.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I probably need to read the official action item first. Would that...
Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Staff
entertain a motion.
Chairman, before we do that, I'm sorry, but this committee has you, Governor Becksmith, Governor Spotswood, and Fred Strauss. May I take on the motion that was on the table?
Yeah, there's too many people voted. Okay, now I understand where you go. Barbara, it's nice to keep the trains rolling.
Do you mind if I take a verbal vote on that, sir?
By all means.
Ask a quick question, just to clarify what we're voting on.
Mr. Butts couldn't check in the motion, so the motion failed for lack of a second.
Mr. Chair, can I just ask a quick question just to clarify what we're voting on? You're not voting on an actual rate increase. You're just saying statutorily, we want to take what we're entitled to from 14 to 15. You're going to come back to the committee with actuarially sound rates. If there is an increase, then you're going to take that to the OIR. So all we're doing is saying, let's follow the rule on the glide path to where we have the ability,
correct.
Not saying we're going to up the 15, correct?
That is correct. The rates that were approved are approved.
That's all I need.
It's just a capping.
But we have to approve something that the legislature already passed.
We don't understand that either. And OIR has to as well. It's not just you guys. It then has to get approved by OIR.
My grievance is I don't know, and I don't think it's an issue relative to the vote you're considering to Josh's point, but what because of some of the earlier comments, I don't know the implications of that yet. I get that down the road we don't have to go to that amount, folks, but we don't want to go to that amount. But I just think it sends a weird signal into the marketplace.
The signal is that, we're still in many markets 30% below the market and 40%. We don't happen to be in the Dade market. We happen to be at the right place, apparently, according to the fact that some people got reductions in their policies in the Dade Broward County markets, correct?
That's correct.
All right. So we're in a good place in parts of the state of Florida. We're in a bad place in other places, the state of Florida, by 30 or 40%. So we're still under market. We're supposed to be the insurer of last resort. So we're supposed to be more expensive than anybody else, which is not the case, except in Broward and Dade, apparently, where they're getting competitive. So all we're authorizing here is when the staff starts crunching numbers to move forward with their projected rate increase or not next year, is authorizing them to follow the rules that the statutes allow and go to 15% this year. That's all we're doing.
Yeah.
There is no increase to the ratepayers, to be clear.
May I make a comment?
Yeah, as long as it's short.
It's short. So the legislature, they don't want to touch the glide path, obviously, but they have tried to help over the years. One of them was allowing us to put reinsurance, the cost of reinsurance in our rates, even if we don't buy it up to the 1-100 year. They also gave us the non-primary. We could do the glide path at 50% for those non-primary residents. And then the increasing the glide path from 10 to 15, but only 1% per year for those 5 years was another way to help us get actuarially sound. So I just wanted to point that out, that this is all part of that kind of getting there with the trade-off of they don't want to remove the glide path.
All of the legislation leads us to become a better market between the tort reform and us being competitive. So,
well, and again, I have concerns of what being competitive means versus actuarially sound.
We're not going to know that until Mr. Donovan puts that
back. And I would make one other comment too, that my interests are more looking out for price reductions for primary residents in the state of Florida.
Absolutely. We agree with that for sure. So are we complete, folks?
I think I need
you have
to read
to do the motion, do the action item, please.
Okay. Staff proposes that the ANU committee review and approve, recommend to the Board of Governors increase the 2026 policy level capping for primary personal lines policies and class rated commercial lines policies from 14% to 15% effective 1/1/2026. And be authorized staff to take any appropriate or necessary action consistent with the filing of the proposed rates, which includes filing with the Office of Insurance Regulation, system change implementations, and other relevant activities.
Can I suggest that the motion include verbiage in the beginning that says consistent with the legislatively approved? That's what this is.
Yes. That's
fine. We'll vote on the chair will entertain a motion to approve the motion as amended by Governor Lidecker.
I'll make that motion.
You have a motion. We have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Chairman, if you could note that I voted no.
Barbara, you got that?
Yes, sir. I got that.
A from Governor Spotswood. Thank you. All right. So we're on to Mr. Adams.
Good morning.
I hope yours is quick and short.
I'm going to try. Good morning, Chairman and Governors. I have two action items and a new business that I would like to bring up. Today, the first item I have is the product update, and this is for commercial lines. And what we're trying to do here is increase the loss run requirement from 3-year to 5-year. And due to the longevity of the claims handling process for commercial claims, we just want more loss runs so that we can make sure that there's no prior losses that could potentially have impacted the current claim.
So to be clear, you're just asking that your look back period is for 5 years instead of 3.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So that's an action item?
That's an action item.
Okay. The board will entertain a motion to approve.
I'll move to approve, Chairman.
Thank you. We have a motion and we have a second.
Second.
All in favor, signify saying aye. That's approved.
Aye.
Let's go.
Okay, thank you. And the next action item I have is for GIS and location data services. And this is software that we use. It's a critical part of the risk-based underwriting. And we use this to identify geographic location-related risk characteristics for commercial and residential properties. What we're asking for is an initial 3-year term with 3 optional 1-year renewals. The current base term spend would be $547,490, and the complete all terms would be $4 million. This is a reduction of 8% per transaction based on the prior contract. And obviously, being transactional, if we don't use it, we don't spend it.
All right. So to be clear, we're reducing the spend by 8% per transaction, and we only pay for what we use.
Correct.
Okay, so the board will entertain a motion to approve.
I'd like to make that motion.
There a second?
Second.
Second.
We have a second from Mr. Governor Spotswood. All those in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Excellent. And if I could address the new business item.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. I would like to addend this to the product update that I just provided. This came in last minute. And what we're doing here is, this is still for commercial lines. What we'd like to do is apply the DOA endorsement to our commercial line forms so that we can provide those same levels of customer service, how quick we can get those through the process, help reduce all of the burden that we're seeing in the circuit courts, all those things to just include this DOA program into our commercial line. And again, we just need approval. This would have to be submitted to the office and so forth.
Mr. Chair, can I just ask just a clarifying question?
Let me just state what he's asking for. We currently, okay. we adopted a policy to do DOA for our litigation, right, in the residential primary markets. Mm-hmm. Now we're expanding that policy to the commercial market.
Which is so great.
Okay, so we have, all we're doing is making it available for it to force the process through DOA if that's the way, you know, we
real
can.
Simple question.
You got it.
Does this include condo associations, commercial residentials as well?
All commercial lines.
All commercial so lines. That would be lumped in there.
Yep,
perfect.
Sir.
That's all I needed to ask.
Perfect.
Thank you.
So do we have a motion to approve?
Yeah, I'll make that motion.
We have a second.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor, signify saying aye.
Aye.
That motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That concludes my presentation.
Any new business? We're done. Adjourn this committee, next committee.